It was most certainly a hot scene in Cleveland last night at the Republican National Convention. Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News, their political reporter, was on hand for that. Bob, good morning, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
You bet, Jay, and hot scene indeed.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, we've been hearing some of the reaction. You know, we get, of course, some nice sound from NPR on it, but what was it really like down there on the floor?
Well, this is the, I think I figured this, the 13th convention I've covered. I don't ever remember an entire convention breaking out in sustained, loud, really mad boos at anybody who was speaking before the convention, like what happened to Ted Cruz last night. He just picked the wrong audience to pull that one off, because this is a very, you know, I can't say it's totally a Trump crowd. There was some indications of disunity early on, but boy, by now this is a Trump crowd, and this is his party right now. So it was a tough stance to take the way he did not endorse him, not endorse Trump in his speech last night.
An interesting angle that you were able to get on one of his supporters. Of course, Ted Cruz did have some supporters here in Western New York. You were able to contact one of them, and he most certainly was displeased with what happened last night.
Well, we're talking about Russ Cogino, who is well known in Western New York political circles. And this is not just any Cruz supporter. Russ Cogino ran Ted Cruz's, pretty much his entire upstate effort during the April presidential primary. He organized events, he brought him around, he served as a spokesman during those crucial 2 weeks. And so when we talked last night, Cogino was outraged. He was just incensed that Ted Cruz would choose to come on the stage, make the speech that he did, and do it without endorsing Donald Trump in a pointed way. It wasn't like John Kasich, the governor of Ohio here, who did not endorse Trump, but just stayed away from the convention. That was his way of saying it. So this is what outraged, and outrage was the word for Russ Cogino last night, and we thought that was worthwhile given the position that he had in the campaign.
Yeah, most certainly a very fascinating connection there for sure. Now, another interesting angle that you're able to work here as well in today's paper regarding Tom Reed, the congressman from the Southern Tier. And he kind of, he, as a Republican, he in some ways shows the difficulty that some party members are going to have. He is in a district that's got a good mix of Republican and Democrats, and he has endorsed Trump, but it sounds like he's kind of qualifying it. Talk about how he's going about his business.
Yeah, very low key, and we decided to compare and contrast him against Chris Collins. And boy, Chris Collins has been front and center in his support for Donald Trump right from the get-go. He's done more than 100 TV appearances. He acts as a surrogate or as a spokesman here at the convention, and he had a very visible position of seconding the nomination here at the convention. Compare that to Tom Reed, who is a Trump supporter, no question about it, but in a district unlike Chris Collins's. Chris Collins has the most Republican district in all of New York, and Tom Reed has a little bit more of a difficulty with that, especially with real Democratic enclaves like Ithaca in his district. And he's got a tough opponent that is going to be all over him for all kinds of things this year. So we just thought we would take a look at that and just kind of compare things, how differently these two Republican congressmen from Western New York have to conduct themselves.
Well, this most certainly has been a week of fascinating storylines for sure. Most certainly appreciate them, you bringing them to us. But all of them, some might say, are going to pale to what's going to happen tonight, the Trump speech. Give us some of your thoughts going into what you expect tonight.
Yeah, you're right. When all is said and done, it's the speech at the end of the convention, which we will see late tonight, that really sets the tone for the campaign. It is one of the key parts of any presidential campaign. And I think what most people will be watching for, and believe me, millions of people will tune in tonight just to see what this man says, just to see, I think, if he has indeed become presidential. And it We've been waiting for that for a long time, and Donald Trump just kind of marches to his own drummer most of the time. But tonight, what will we see? Will we see a man who is ready to take the world stage, or will he be kind of his TV reality show self? We don't know.
Well, you've been talking to his supporters, and he has ardent supporters inside the New York delegation. What do they want to see?
You know, that's a good question, because I think most of them like Donald Trump the way he mm-hmm. is. And let's face it, being Donald Trump got him to where he is. If he was just a regular old candidate, you know, one of the politicians who fell by the wayside because they were just one of the politicians, he would not be standing in front of that crowd tonight. But instead, he's gotten there by being this, you know, with all bombast and bravado throughout the whole time that he's been on the campaign trail. But, you know, at some point, he probably has to assume some kind of a presidential air around him and appeal to everyone's better angels, as they say, and I don't know. We will see. But it's, you know, you're right. He didn't get there by...
by being a wallflower.
Yeah, you got it.
Very nice. Very good. Bob McCarthy, appreciate all the coverage and the storylines throughout the week, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks very much.
You betcha. Thank you.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us this morning on WBFO.